Blog Talk Radio.
I got you.
I gotta wait for it to open. How about I just pasted my whole name and stuff just all out into the interwebs? Okay. that's a new Google search. Okay, so anyway, this is from another website. They posted a post from another website called. Why is this not opening? What's the deal? Okay, Midnight Jury is, I believe, is the name of her blog.
Yes.
Yeah, what the deuce? And basically, a girl met up, I guess, with some guy at one of the cons, Comic Con, whatever have you. And there's a ton of cons going on all the time. Some of you don't know that. When you're a comic book geek, you only think Comic Con. They got Warcraft Con and Gym Con and Dragon Con, and now there's a Minecraft Con. I mean, there's some going all the time. Anyway, this lady, I'm not sure her name. If you feel so inclined to go and throw out guys, I would not advise you to do so.
That's not
she ran across
idea.
This guy. Who's, yeah, not the, but he ran to him at random, he ran on Facebook and started to her. Now, first, I was reading this, and it was really just stupid little internet drama. And I was like, this is not time to even mention. But the part that's funny to me and to our fellow female gamers, as well as male gamers as well, is he makes this comment of she says something about her being bisexual and having a boyfriend, and he says, that's why I have guns and knives to kill people like you. That's when game over. I know sometimes some of us are talking to people on the internet, and we shouldn't be engaging them in conversation. You know they're crazy. But this was one time she should call the police. You ladies, when you go out to cons and things and talking to guys especially, you need to be extra careful about giving out your information, even though it's Facebook and you think you're safe. Some of you don't know actually how to be safe. Facebook, Comic-Con, you put up all your information. You put up pictures of your boyfriend, his face, the dog, where you were last week. If you recall, we covered a story like this here one night where the young lady who unfortunately was raped. I'm not going to go into the whether or not she deserved it or not, but I will tell you it was not smart that she was tweeting out her location and every time she stopped,
yeah.
Which basically gave the rapist a map how to get to her. So you can't do stuff like that in this day and age, and you can walk around saying, well, I can't all the time. Yes, you have to be paranoid all the time. Run across these crazy people. She has not call the police, and everybody's posting up and sharing this and saying, "Ooh, be careful," but she missed the most important step is that she called the police.
Death
also, I want to say...
Right there, yo.
Yeah, that's a death. That's a death. And she's saying how she's scared. Enough. I don't see any posts where she called the police. I'm concerned about. You're scared. Hold the flip. Why are you? As soon as he said that, I said, "What? You going to? Oh, you know what? We're done talking. We are done talking. Good night." I would have screenshotted that and said, "Where can I send this?" I would have sent it to the FBI. They love that shit. And he has audacity. I don't know if. Oh my God. I just realized this is looking at his uniform. Doesn't he have an Iron Cross? Like he's dressed like Hitler or something? Look at his costume.
Yes.
Yeah, I just caught on to that. Ooh. It could be just cosplay, and I could be misunderstanding some of the things on his costume uniform. I'm really not sure. But both of you, I'm going to tell you honestly, both of you were having a very disturbing conversation, and I was not wanting to be involved. He shouldn't be threatening to kill you.
But you shouldn't be feeding his horrible psycho mind.
Yeah, see, some of you just don't talk to people. And it's not, she says at the end, oh, he expected me to go cry to people on the internet for false. He stated, I had no plans to do such a thing, but as soon as he made me feel like I could not do something, I warned all my friends who also had a friends list, and I'm posting this publicly for anyone who may contact next. Where is your call to the police? Where is the police, girl? Can you tell me to call it to the police?
I can't. Sorry, I got in from some dude on to play with me while I'm in here. Really, dude? Really?
Go tell him where to go. Say, sure, I will. You type to me here, and I'll respond via here.
I will pass out on the internet because this was just not even good.
Oh wow. Play. Okay. Anyway, we brought it up because it's taken to Comic Con. Those of you who end up having situations like this happen at Comic Con, and she actually has death threat listed in her tag. So why did you not call the police?
I don't know. And okay, girl. And you made a very, very good point. It is not, if a girl gets raped by a creep like this, it is not her fault. No matter what situation was, she could be walking around in a freaking thong panties, and that's it. But if she says no, it means no. That means back the fuck off.
Only some.
Exactly. Yep. It is not
all
her fault.
I
don't care what happens.
All I wanted her to do was make sure she called the police. And I'm posting this up on our Facebook. If you're not listening live, you can go and read the story, but I'm definitely making sure I put in call the police.
Are you checking? Do you have Twitch open for the chat room?
Because mm-hmm.
I don't. Okay.
Once you were twitching, it's automatically open. So I can see it and respond if anybody's hanging out there.
All right. So, yeah, if you cosplay, which more power to you, wear something sexy, whatever floats your boat, dude, but please be safe, travel in packs. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being dead serious. Don't be walking up in there in some sexy-ass outfit all by yourself.
Nope, that is not smart.
No, it's not.
That'd be smart. All right. Okay, speaking on, because we got to get to the good stuff.
Okay,
yes,
wait a minute. Can I switch over to my fashion do real quick? Because you want to do the. What are we doing?
Yeah, do, because I don't have one. My browser's. Say again.
Okay, let me. I've got.
Hello?
Hi, yes? Hello? Can you hear me?
I didn't know if you could hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. So
my windows are crashing, so you're going to have to handle business. I will comment at length because my phone is crashing. What?
All right, I got you. Okay, so let me go ahead and switch over. We're going to switch to Second Life, and I'm going to show you this person. Before I bring him up, let me explain. We're at something called the Gore Hub, which is for role play. So he's dressed in an outfit that's appropriate for gore. It's a prim outfit. It's not the most updated, but it's good quality prim. And he's gray because the texture's not good because Second Life's being a bitch. But what I'm showing is his overall shape, his face, and his hair. He does not look like the typical big-ass macho man wandering around Second Life. So let me see.
Yeah, we can't see your we can't see him on your window. I still see him in that jury.
I just switched it. Relax a minute. Let me know when he pops up.
It's not showing. I had to refresh my window.
Oh.
I had to refresh my window.
All right. Is he up there?
I'm going to see a comb.
All right. Whatever.
I'm going to see a commercial first on how they do it.
So
now I see. I saw him as I really quick before they commercial.
Yes. This guy, I have name tags turned off to try to protect the innocent, but he is definitely a fashion dude for me. Why? His face is compared to most men try to do in Second Life. They want the big, freaking macho-looking, scary, rawr, I'm a barbarian, I'm going to kill you kind of face. But this is much more natural-looking to me. It's good quality skin. It even has the lines on the face right here, the age lines or something. It has good shadowing around the eyes and that kind of thing and the good stubble on the beard. But also, if I zoom out, don't mind that green cloud. That's someone that got on my nerves. His body shape itself is very good, although that particular pose is not my favorite when it comes to men. But he's not overly muscular. He doesn't have all his sliders maxed out. He's actually just really well proportioned. You know, he doesn't look like his overall shape. If you look at his arms, they don't look ridiculous. His legs don't look ridiculous. He's just very well proportioned. And that's what we're missing, really. And I think Corey crashed. Is it just me? Am I the only one up here right now?
Oh, wait, man, I'm still here.
Okay.
No, I'm still here.
Don't be doing that. Okay. Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
I was talking. I'm to bump my button. I was all talking and everything and was wondering why you weren't responding.
That would
be bottom is not right all the way in.
Oh, I know. I know. He's gray to me on that, but.
Well, he's gray to me, too.
Yeah, I think
did you tell him he's our new?
Yes, did. He thought that was awesome. Now, I want to pop over and talk about a fashion don't, and this is one of them.
His hair. I'm sorry, yes. His hair.
It's really.
You know, the tendril that's hanging, and it's the yes. hair nice. He really is well put together.
He is, and that's why I wanted to bring him up.
You and I would be drooling over, drooling over him going, man, I want to be his slave girl.
Would I be like, hey, how you doing? All right, this is one of my fashion don'ts, and the fashion don't, well, it's like a broken avatar. Physics are, and if you fully, hard to see it. She definitely move with everything she does, and not just a little bit. Look at the bounce. Look, what the hell? Boobs don't bounce like that. That is
She has them set. Wait, stop moving your camera. Oh, God. Woof.
See?
Yeah, she has her physics turned up way too high.
Yes, you don't want that. And not to mention, that is just a broke-ass outfit. And the body is banging. I love the body, but her head is too small for her body. That hair is so old. The skin is not even that good. But I have one up. And this one, next one is going to be a naked girl, just so you know. Okay, you ready? I'm going to scroll on over.
Why is she at the girl hub? Because her outfit is not Gorean at all.
I do that sometimes. I come and hang out. But let me know whenever the next pops up. You'll know.
Yeah, I can see her. Okay. Redhead.
Yes. Now, I don't know where to start with this. The quality of skin is ridiculous. Siri, what the hell is wrong with the skin? You can even tell makeup is just broke. And look at those eyes. They're freaking huge.
Are you able to get close? Can you get close up? Get close on her eyes.
Hold on, remember, you're behind me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Look at that. Scary is that.
She looks like an alien.
She does. She looks like an alien. I don't know what she was thinking. The face is all wrong. The makeup itself is not. It looks like the whole texture is blurred. She's not blurred. She's actually supposed to be like that. The best part, watch the hair, and I'm going to scroll slowly. And you're going to see.
It's not. She doesn't have it. She doesn't have it on her head sitting properly either.
I know. But watch the texture. Let me know when you see it.
I see it's changing.
Yes.
How old is it? That's an old analog dog hair from like when they first made them.
Yes, exactly. That's when the textures like literally overlapped each other and just like they never sat right. And her whole like her body shape, she has no curves. This whole thing is just like a fashion don't to me, really.
The thing that I don't think. Or has happened for her. And remember when Analog Dog made these particular hairs, our video cards were not able to discern, you know, that particular problem that much. I mean, you knew something wasn't quite right, but you couldn't quite grasp it. And since we've come along, you can see it very clearly. You know, a good video card can see that this is not right. The front is too shiny. The bottom is not shiny enough. Again, if you had a lower quality video card, you can't see that. This is also one of my pet peeves being in Second Life when I'll take pictures of people and I'll give it to them and they go, well, my hair doesn't look well. No, that's what your hair really looks like. Mm-hmm. I have super high quality video. This is what it looks like. When you fix it, yes, you can pay me 30,000 lindens, but it's going to take me a while. I'm going to have to go find real hair and superimpose it over your. Yeah, you're going to pay for it. No. So I don't think she knows what she looks like. What else is also off? A lot of people don't realize your skin as a redhead, you would not have pimples that color.
You know, I was going to mention
that. If you were supposed to be pale.
Yes. If you were supposed to be that pale, pimples would be a very pale They would not be dark.
Think not.
And rebound close. You ready?
Uh-oh. What is going on there?
It's two pubic hairs. Someone drew red crayon on her no-no bitch.
Wow. Again, lower video cards wouldn't even notice.
But
when
since
you got a high resolution.
My computer is badass, that is just not sexy. And she's got like guys all around her. Yeah, I'm off the crotch.
And they're not talking to her, are they?
Yes. I mean, they're not local, but I think they're IMing her. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I see them all standing looking down because she's sitting there naked. And, oh, it's a redhead. Yeah, redheads do tend to get off. I learned that.
Yep. I actually have a redhead, and sometimes I come here, and I cannot get them in out of my freaking IMs. In fact, standing here on Shansia, I keep getting IMs from random men. Really?
I think that's not going to be because I look high. I look too high maintenance.
I don't. I look so relaxed. Whatever. So, yeah, that was my fashion dues. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
No, because my windows have crashed.
Okay, well, let me switch your... Hopefully Firefox is working again.
We can continue to go around here because I see a lot more fashion don'ts while I'm looking. Oh, my God.
We'll come back. But I wanted to show a few things that I actually found on the Internet itself. And I should be... You know what? I'm going to go ahead and close that. They've had enough of that. This... What do I want to show? Feeling kind of romantical. Okay. Let me make sure it's actually showing up. Yeah, it's good.
I was
feeling kind of romantical. So I found this online, and it's basically... It's a geek t-shirt, show love, okay? Obviously, you've got Rogue, and I believe that's Wolverine. No, it's Gambit. Wow, okay, it's Gambit and Rogue.
Gambit and Rogue were like...
No, I didn't know that. I'm not a big comic book fan. I'm not a big comic book fan.
Something's going on with my... Something is going on. Come on, baby. Come on, pull up windows. Come on!
Well, Gambit, it has a t-shirt with Gambit and Rogue. It also has Han Solo and Princess Leia, of course, but it's written in Spanish, so it's even better. So Princess Leia says, te amo, and then Han Solo says, lo sé, as in, I know. So that was awesome. And they have, it's just a whole bunch of shirts. They're just really, really cute shirts. I don't know. It's just, for me, this was kind of like an augment. And I'm trying to wait for you to catch up before I move on too much. So,
My windows are getting frozen. So you're going to be a while before I get to the augment. I saw them before I tried to get over here. Why does it hate me today?
I don't know. I'm going to keep going, though. Okay.
Why does it hate me?
This one is cute. I don't really get this as being geeky, but I love you, everything burrito. I don't really know what that is, but we're moving on from that. Why are you showing me advertisements? Okay, and then, of course, Hello Kitty.
There we go.
How did Hello Kitty become geeky?
Well, Hello Kitty's a whole other kind of geeky.
I guess.
She's always been.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I can hear me in the background. Do you have Twitch on, the sound on?
No, I do not have. I have to come in. The sound is off.
Okay.
You hear yourself.
Of course.
Hear yourself.
This is adorable. It shows a little cutesy looking Vader hugging the Death Star, which is absolutely adorable to me.
Look at his little heart. Oh.
That was just absolutely adorable. And this one.
Hello there, baby.
This one is really cute. Transformers, You Complete Me. Let me know when you see it. I don't want to tell it too much.
It should catch up in a second. Aww.
How cute is that, right?
That is so sweet.
It's Optimus
Prime. That is so
Prime.
Sweet. I don't like the color of the shirt, but I like the concept.
Wait, no, is that Transformers or is that Power Rangers? That's Power Rangers.
I has done been kicked out of SL.
I'm so sad that I know that's Power Rangers, but that's Power Rangers. Actually, Well, I'm still there. Okay, so it's not the region. I'm still there.
No, I got kicked. No, it's me. My baby's having some issues. Okay.
And the next one is showing, of course, My Little Pony, because, you know, everybody's a brony. I guess that's another type of geekdom that I'm just not aware of. So My Little Pony's up there.
Yeah, ponies has become a new thing.
It has, and I don't understand it. I don't even like My Little Ponies. It's just not interesting.
Well, no, bro, especially the guys that like My Little Pony.
No, but I don't understand the fascination of My Little Ponies at all, whether for guys or girls. I just don't understand the fascination. Another one that I don't really understand, so we're just going to skip it because I like it. And this one's, I love Hawkeye. Now, you know, in the interest of the movie, Hawkeye didn't really get a whole lot of play. He's not fitting as like Iron Man or Thor or anything, but I personally think Hawkeye is very hot. Very hot. I would totally be all over that. Be like,
you mean the actor that played Hawkeye?
And the character.
You mean the actor that played Hawkeye?
Yes, and the character. I like the whole, like, stoic, you know, kind of distant whole persona. Like, it's very hot. Very. Whew. Let me fan myself real quick.
Run, Hawkeye, run.
He's hot. I can't help it. And this one's cute. It's for Scott Pilgrim T-shirts. I love being you. Because, you know, he has trouble saying.
A lesbian.
Like, exactly.
I'm in lesbians with you.
I'm in lesbians. Exactly. So that was a cool little Scott Pilgrim T-shirt. I think it's adorable. It's got kind of pixelated hearts, like you saw on Zelda. And it's got Pilgrim's face up there, but it's all cartoony. So it's kind of cute. And then another one, I don't understand this one, so we're going to skip it. I don't like it. This one.
And what is it?
I don't know. It's like some sort of weird cartoon dog that's been a thing that I don't really know.
Well, let me see it. I might get it.
All right. I switched back.
No, I don't. No.
You don't get it either,
wait
do you?
A minute.
What is that?
Love. Is that? That's, what's his face?
Deadpool?
He's one of the, from that. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I switched back a minute to the dog. Now I'm back on Deadpool. It's going to take you a minute to catch up, so I'll give you a second. So, yeah, that's Deadpool, which that position just, it always makes me snicker. Every time I see a man in that position, I'm just like.
There's not many men that I can actually pull off that position,
no,
actually.
No, there's really not. Some of them just ridiculous doing it. And this one is my all-time favorite. Let me know when you see it. You're going to go, aww.
Will not.
You will.
I will not. I refuse.
Oh,
Eva.
Eva. It's Wally. Of course, from the movie Wally from Pixar Studios.
Remind me to tell you something about that later. Irony. Oh, my God.
Okay, you're so good to have to explain that later. This is probably, I got to admit,
yeah.
I felt more for these characters, and they didn't say much other than, wow, other than Eva, you know?
Eva. Wally?
Yeah.
Wally? Eva.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they said the whole time. But I felt more characters in my movies that come out now. Yes, I bawled like a bee. This movie.
I love this movie. They're not even human.
I know.
Oh, I love Up in the Peace.
Okay, next one. I love which uniform? Yeah, I'd be sporting this shirt like, whoa. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't make me bust it out because I got it on the board. I do.
We'll have to play it. Like,
hey, how do we have all these people? Why do we have all these people on our line that want to call in? Oh, must be trolls.
I think it is, but you know what? Do you want to take them or no? Because we don't have much time left.
Nah.
Okay.
Y'all can hold on. Listen. Watch how fast they drop off.
And another My Little Pony shirt, which I totally don't get still. I don't understand it. It's
There they go. Look, and there they go.
Are they leaving?
Awesome. Yes, of course, because they're not going to answer the phone.
So that was my whole little, like,
hello
moment. How much time do we have left?
We still got a little bit of time left.
Okay.
Let me go back and talk about the people.
No, we're gonna hold on. I gotta look at all this stuff up here, girl. I'm ready to go.
I know, right?
My
windows keep crashing. I'm irritated.
But I got you. I got you. This particular chick has an awesome blog going on. It's really good. It's called thestylishgeek.com. She not only is she gorgeous, but she is obviously a geek. Obviously, I mean, she rocks it. I'm so pleased with this, and she does it in a classy way. That's the thing. Like, this is stuff
now,
you could wear in real life.
See a gun? That's my stuff.
I know, right?
We're gonna
sound a little bit. Of course, this is like some Comic-Con outfits that she has, but she's just rocking. I don't really know the server. Kind of scoot on down. This one is kind of like a, whenever you see it, it'll come up. It's not really geeky, but it's still kind of geeky. Like, it's geeky in a way that I don't consider geeky, but it's still kind of geeky because it's kind of geeky. She's like one of those people who just want to hang out. Yeah.
It's not really so much geeky.
No, it's really not, but it gets better. Now, I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. She has a picture, a close-up of an accessory. It's a bracelet, and it's actually like a Spider-Man bracelet. It's got like the spider webs on it, so that's kind of what it was. I mean, it could mean a whole bunch of things, but for her, this is a Spider-Man bracelet. It's a beautiful, beautiful bracelet. I would wear this. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's delicate. Isn't it nice? I mean, you could wear this at a very fancy, like in a black tie affair kind of event. What's that in the back?
Yeah, see, that's what she says, little black dress. You can get away with wearing this with pretty much anything. This
yeah.
is one of the pieces you wear every day or to out somewhere or
mm-hmm.
the E3 ball that they should have.
Absolutely.
Why do they not have an E3 ball? What's wrong with you people at ESA? Why don't we have this big, elaborate ball after?
Dude, that would be absolutely amazing. And make it a requirement that people come dressed up at something.
Yes. The formal version of something. Formal version of Sonic. Oh, damn it.
Yes.
He needs to be sparkly.
Now, I scrolled
formal
through.
Formal cosplay. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. I mean, can you imagine how awesome that would be? I just scrolled through a couple of pictures, and I want to pause on this, because this is, I imagine, a true geek chic woman.
That's hot.
Dress. Isn't that awesome?
That's hot. With some white heels and black, or one white black, or black and together heels, you can work.
And I mean, she just absolutely amazing. Her fashion sense is wonderful. She has a body type where that high waist doesn't look good on everybody, but it looks around her and that shirt totally works with her. Just, she knows her shit. With her, that was one of
well,
my.
Well, to wear this, if you did a high waist that had the shirt tucked in, so if you have works better for you, that kind of dress, a little bit,
yep.
type of skirt, makes you look a little flatter. But you couldn't wear the loose shirt because she's tiny. She can wear the loose shirt, but you know, you curvier girls, tuck the shirt in, and you know, trying to accentuate the boobs and show off the shape, and yeah, work that shit out. I like that outfit.
I do too. And she
you
knows
are absolutely
her body
right
shape.
About the geek.
Yes, absolutely. This is, she takes geek and she takes it from being like this really funny thing to being chic. I mean, this looks good. And there's some more down here. This is kind of like a gothic look, which I love. You'll see it in a minute. And if you look really closely at the design on the dress, you'll see skull and bones, like a pirate symbol kind of thing. And she looks amazing in it. This is something you can wear out. You will in a minute. This is something else
they want
you can
a little
wear
cute
out.
Black dress with a jacket?
Yes. What in
okay, the I see skull and bows, yeah.
It is absolutely cute. You could wear this out, and people would have to do a
That's
double
a date
take
dress.
And be like, yeah, that's hot. That is very hot.
That's
scrolling on down
girl.
Again. Some of this, again, not that geeky. He's going to kind of pass by it and try to find something. Although, I'm going to pause on this one and let you see it. And I'm going to wear your reaction when you see this is something. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, she has absolutely the best sense. From the shoes up. I mean, she just
what is the... It's gorgeous, but who is it? Where is it from?
it's not supposed to be. I don't think this is geeky. This is just her fashion sense. People really do get time. She's a real woman, basically. She's not just a geek doing geek stuff. She's showing fashion sense in general. I wanted to pause. I knew you'd like it. Right on the collar would get you. All those fashion things, just that. And this is kind of, well, you'll see it in just a minute. This is something she wore to Disneyland. And again, it's casual, it's funky, it's fun. This is really, really cute. I really like this. And this is, again, something that
you
wear every day. Isn't it adorable? You don't have to wear the short shorts. You can wear pants. You can wear a skirt if you want, a little, like, jean skirt
leggings.
Or whatever. Leggings, that works, too. You can switch this up. I really love the t-shirt. I love the old vintage look, you know, that it looks like it's been worn forever. And I love that she has it off the shoulder. I think she did that to the t-shirt mm-hmm. herself. You can do that to some shirts as long as you know what you're doing. It's really simple. You just kind of cut out the collar, and boom, there you go. So that's another cute little geek thing. I'm going to scroll down again. Again, this is something that you can wear every day, and it just looks adorable. And apparently she's really big into Star Wars. You'll see it in just a minute.
I see her for the. Is that a little Ewok she's holding?
That's Chewbacca, actually.
I can't see from here. That's
yeah.
Small.
She has a little Chewbacca doll, and she has. Yeah. What?
Oh. Somebody showed up. Second, I said, I've got a little breathless.
You can tell me. It won't.
Oh, that's okay. Kind of pretend like I don't see him.
Right. And I scrolling down again.
Sexy in here. Sexy in here. Anybody else?
This is a little bit of cosplay that she did. You'll see it. Does do cosplay?
Yeah, like the not cosplay. Now the one on the right of course looks a little exaggerated, but the one on the left actually looks like, you know, I'd actually just wear that regular. Just roll out.
And I like that she is not giving an over-sexed look to the cosplay. Too many girls go for, quote, sexy, you know? Not all cosplay has to be sexy, and this next one is going to be your favorite, I believe. And again, she's a huge Star Wars fan, obviously a huge Star Wars fan. You'll see it.
Oh, work, girl.
Right? And really, that outfit is something you could wear every day. The only thing that made it cosplay was the guns.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how awesome she is. She makes it look good. And she is just, I mean, and her fashion sense is gorgeous. I love this girl. I really do. And I'm going to stop on one more and then we'll be done. And again, this is something geeky that you can wear every day. You'll see it when it pops up. A little geek flair to it, but it still looks absolutely fashionable. I mean, it looks really, really good. Color coordinated, accessories
that right
are
there
perfect.
Is
me. Yes, exactly. This looks amazing.
That
you
day.
Can take
if every day.
Yeah, you can take the t-shirts, the vintage t-shirts, the old kind of, you know, looking t-shirts, and you can clasp them up just like this. This is what we've been trying to tell you people. You can take the old t-shirts. Guys and girls, you can take the t-shirts and you can clasp them up and make them look good.
Or ones you get from conferences because they're always giving some out. Mm-hmm. You take those t-shirts, you throw a jacket on over it, and bam, you got some fashion. And, yeah, it looks vintage because maybe it's from PAX 2005. Put it on.
Exactly.
I wear my buttons, like buttons and stuff they give me. Like I'll put them on my jacket pocket, you know, as like little accessories, line them up so they look all neat and on purpose. Work it out. And these purses
really
are pretty easy to find. You can find one of these at a thrift store for like 90 cents or something like that. Or hell, go to Family Dollar, Dollar General, one of those types of places, and get one of these little beach bags. Cost you under a dollar.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, I'm looking at some chick that has a prim belt, and I'm not pleased at what's going on, what I see happening here.
Uh-oh. Where?
I think she ran away. And I'm trying not to move around too much because I'm going to give you her name so you can zoom on her. Did she move away? Dang, I lost her.
I don't have
to
pick up right now anyway, so.
Well, I was going to type it to you so you'd be able to find her. I forgot. You couldn't see her either. Crab Nabbit!
I think is that it? Does she have a, was it a green looking? Oh, good.
Well, you don't have on screen yet, so. Yeah.
Okay, let me switch.
Okay. We got about 5 minutes left.
All right, let me go ahead. This is, wow. I don't know if this is who you were talking about, but wow. I just.
Let me see. Well, you still don't have it up yet. Oh, I was not talking about her, but oh my God. Really?
Like, she has primes on, and they're not even sized correctly. She has more.
Why do I get the distinct feeling that somebody is mimicking my look? You know, I started seeing that a lot. You know, I have an avatar that looks similar to this.
You do.
I started seeing them popping up. You can't. Oh my God, and this is prim. Baby, you got to make sure it lays right. If it doesn't, that's when you fill the hips out.
And you know what? No, she doesn't even have to fill the hips out. Look, she has room to make it smaller. And if it doesn't get smaller, don't fucking wear it. Or at least make your avatar bigger, because this is not good. And that hair.
Look at her face.
I don't know. Look, I'm going to zoom in and stay on the face. There is something. Stop moving. I hate when they move like that. I don't know what's going on with the face. And the hair, what is that, circa 2004? What is going on?
Anyway. Oh, my God. Is it got some prims in the hair, too? She have on two different hairs. Is that what it is?
No, that's
just some of the hair is not moving.
That's just really, you know how they used to have the prim and the flexi hair? That's what that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Isn't the prim in there? Okay, because I knew something was wrong there.
But some people actually make the prims look like that. And this is almost a fashion do, I think. She looks beautiful.
What, her? Nuh-uh.
No.
She don't.
The one we were just looking at, this one. Oh, the face is kind of...
Oh, you got to wait because I got to catch up.
I know. The hair is a little old, but that's okay. It's prim hair, not mesh. And she needs to size her headband better.
I love her collar.
Her collar is gorgeous. The body is slim, but it's well-proportioned. That's really the main thing. You don't have to be big. You don't have to be skinny. You have to be well-proportioned. Body, her arms are a good length. Her legs look like a good length. Her boobs look natural. That's the big thing. If you want to have big boobs, please don't make them look all angular. Because the thing with
boobs, what we just saw.
The thing with the boobs in Second Life is the bigger you make them, the more corners they have on them. So they look like polygons instead of looking like frickin' like boobs. And look more mesh tits that I've not even resed in. Look at the size of these puppies. If you want mesh tits, more power to you. But A, these don't match. B, what the hell is going on with the texture on them? And C, size them puppies down just a little bit, for fuck's sake.
Okay, now they finally came in, and then it's bad when you res in before your tits.
Right?
wrong. All right, people. We are going to head out. Thank you for listening.
I'm going to zoom in on
that just really messed up.
For the last bit. Here you go, people. Check out Corey.
Yeah, I'm wearing some old stuff. But we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you listen. We'll be here doing some news and whatnot and stuff.
And we will be watching.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to Twitch. Oh, my God. Y'all pray for us.
Y'all.
Wicked little girls kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. Wicked little girls, we're curious to get some crazy white. You better keep an eye on your balls till I come up tight.
Dukes up, baby, dukes up.
You think that I'm a lady, you think that I won't fight.
Put 'em up,
I'll make your eyes shine like a lily coin moonlit night. Oh, you think you're my one and only. Sophisticated, you don't need to be. You got to love living while you're living all your own love life. I'm the high temptress,
you know,
I'm honey brown. I'm the baddest bitch that ever hit the town. Come back, woman. everybody do the wanna come. Well, all right.
That's right, bitches. We're twitching now. All right, we're done.
This skin costs more than his entire avatar.
Mm-mm. I know.
No, it don't.